Welcome back to Castle Country Focus. Today we've been talking with Sergeant Kelly Maines of the Price City Police Department. Now you've got another great event for first responders that's just right around the corner.
Yeah, one of the conferences that Captain Ratcliffe went to earlier this year, he was introduced to this, and it is a training for all of our local area first responders. It's dedication, or it has to deal with our peer support team. This training is called Fight After the Fight. And it's presented by, she's an officer from Mountain Place, Texas. Her name is Anne-Marie, and I'm going to butcher her last name, Carizales, I believe. The training itself is sponsored by Southeastern Association of Government Trust and USU Eastern, which has given us the ability to make this training free to all of our area first responders. We're still trying to get the dates ironed out, but it's most likely going to be first part of December is what we're thinking. This is a great training. And from what I understand, she has been through some pretty harrowing situations as an officer. And she talks a lot about that. And it's the fight after the fight. And that kind of implies, you know, the things that happen after a physical altercation or after an incident that may have happened, because you know, we're too good sometimes at putting our stone face on and dealing with the situation. And at some point we got to deal with it. And this is what she talks about. And it's a great thing. And we're hoping to get a lot of our first responders, our area law enforcement and other first responders to be there for it. We think it'll be a great thing.
And the closer it gets, we'll get more information out on that one as well. That'd be a great training for any first responders. And once again, it's all free. For your area first responders, they're going to be able to go to that. Let's wrap up talking about a couple of things. First up, the CIT Academy. What is that?
Yeah, so the CIT Academy is our crisis intervention team. And what that training is it's a pretty extensive 40-hour, week-long training that we put on. We have been doing it annually. Last year, because of COVID, we were not able to because we couldn't all meet in person. We just wrapped up with it at the end of just a couple weeks ago. We had agencies from, or law enforcement agencies from Price PD, Wellington PD, Adult Probation and Parole, the Emory County Sheriff's Office, Helper PD, the Highway Patrol, and DWR. This academy is set up in a way we train in conjunction with Four Corners Behavioral Health, and it really helps officers to understand and train them on how to deal with somebody in crisis because of a mental health issue or a mental illness, and it provides them with a lot of resources as to what we can do to help somebody in those situations and what the responsibilities are for an officer in that situation, as well as what we can do along with Four Corners in regards to getting somebody the right help and the right treatment and get them to the right places. It also really helps officers to understand the state that somebody may be in those situations. We have a day where we do scenarios and go through stuff, and it's a different type of training to go through because you're dealing with a mental health issue or a crisis situation. And a lot of times there's a lot of emotion involved, and you got to be able to show some empathy and some compassion and work your way through that situation. And we have been, Price City Police has been over CIT for, quite a while. I want to say since 2011, I might be off on the date, but I've been a coordinator for the last several years, and it's an eye-opening training to send officers through, and it is a great thing. It really helps all of the officers that go through it to understand all this, and it helps you be a better cop. You know, you get to get more in touch with your community and understand the people that are out there, and it just helps you to be a better person when you're dealing with everybody.
And that's really important. You know, we've talked in the past about, you know, the peer support groups and things like that as well, about how you guys always have to put on a stone face most of the time. And there could be something going on underneath there. And it's always good to let people know that it's okay to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and the one thing we always try to get out with it too is, you know, we want, when people call an officer show up, we don't want them to be afraid. Especially somebody that's in crisis, we're there to help. And everybody thinks, oh no, the police are here, somebody's going to get arrested. And that is far from the truth. That's not what happens on most occasions. And especially somebody that needs that help, and they need that person to kind of be that soft shoulder sometimes. And I've seen it time and time again with officers from every agency in our area that show up in these situations, and the way they respond to people in these situations is just outstanding. You know, they do such a good job talking with people, and it really calms situations down. And in the next time we get called, people are happy to see us there. They know we're there to help. You know, and there's other people that we have several, and I have tons of stories on it, but we have a few officers that, because of the responses that they've had, they have certain members in our community that will call when they know the officer is working to check in with them, to tell them, hey, I'm doing great. Thanks again for helping. And, you know, and those are kind of a reward for us when that happens, like, you know, job well done. And oh, it's good to hear.
Right. So. All right. We got all that out of the way. There is one piece of housekeeping that wanted to be brought up. Yeah, and so, it's important. It really is. Because you go, some people do this not even realizing it, for one thing, but you go through there and you don't know if somebody's walking. And most of the time you don't do it slowly. So let's talk about that.
It kind of goes in line with talking about watching for the kids and watching crosswalks and watching people out and pedestrians. But one thing we wanted to kind of remind everybody of is that Price City, along with a lot of other municipalities, has ordinances, particularly one in place that deals with cutting through private parking lots to avoid traffic control devices, such as a stoplight or a stop sign. We've kind of had an increase in this lately with everybody getting to be out and about a little bit more. But cutting through a parking lot to avoid a traffic stop or a traffic light or a, you know, stop sign, it is actually kind of a hefty fine. It's a Class B misdemeanor, which can be a pretty substantial hit to the pocketbook sometimes. You know, and on top of that, like you said, most people that cut through, they zip through. And so we wouldn't want to see somebody getting hit in the parking lot. And we've had a lot of businesses that are concerned with this because people are racing through their parking lot to avoid a stop sign. And we're starting to crack down on that. We would like to remind everybody, please don't do that. You know, that extra couple seconds that you think you're saving, you're not. And we don't want to see somebody get hurt because of that.
Just be careful out there.
Yeah,
really.
Please
that's
be careful.
That's what it all boils
there.
Down to.
Yep.
All right. We've been speaking with Sergeant Kelly Maines of the Price City Police Department, talking about the, all the things that are going on in Price City with the police department. We went, you know, it's a good interview because of the fact that we don't get you guys in here, but maybe once a year. So it's important to get all these things covered. Sergeant Maines, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you much and appreciate it.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.